Because we've got a little boy so cute and you can't see him. Come here, Mike. Come here. Just stand just like you're standing, honey, right here. So they can just watch your face, all right? Come on, we got to do it again.
We've got a great big wonderful God. Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God,
we've got a great big, wonderful God.
wonderful God.
A great big wonderful God.
Now you tell him that's good. Everyone, come on, good. 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 Now put your little finger on that note. It doesn't make any difference whether you know it. This is how it goes. Now you know that's not hard. Anybody can sing that now. Come on. It is God. Everybody. It is God. Oh, Father, it is God. Faintest call, and he belongs to me. Just the children.
I belong to the God of the mountains. I belong to the God of the sea. I belong to the God of the universe, and he belongs to me. I belong.
We may sing about the angel band over in the promised land. Children of the Lord, let's sing his praises. Children of the Lord, let's sing and shout. Children of the Lord, let's sing his praises. Tell them what it's all about.
We may sing about that land so fair. When we get up there, we'll never have a care. And we may sing about all the gates of pearl, like nothing here in this whole world.
Children of the Lord, let's sing his praises. Children of the Lord, let's sing and shout. Children of the Lord, let's sing his praises, tell him what it's all about. We'll tell the world the blessed story, preach and pray. We'll tell the world the blessed story. Tell them what it's all about. We'll tell the world the blessed story. Preach and pray and shout. We'll tell the world the blessed story. Tell them what it's all about. There is a land of promise. There'll be a brighter day. I'll see that land of promise, for he's showing me the way. The way down here is so weary. All my days here are filled with care. But I know that there's one who's watching over, and he's showing me the way. There is a land of promise. There'll be a bright.
Day comes when I can see my own boy who plays the guitar on a platform playing for the Lord.
Walk with me, let mine eyes forever see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, as you spoke so tenderly, as you walk there. As you talk there by the sea, let me follow in thy footsteps that cross the shores of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand. Teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love. I cannot stray. footsteps that cross the shores of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Of your love.
I'm going higher, it's higher someday. I'm going higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the sky, growing where none ever seen can or die. Love those who meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday.
Sister Forrest, right while you have them there, this is a great song. I've never heard it before, and it just must be done right now at this point with this beautiful picture in the background. It is called Behold, He Cometh. And listen closely to the words, and listen to the feel. Whoever this young man is that wrote this and arranged it, surely he is greatly gifted because he has an anointed song, and he says a very profound thing. Listen to it as the choir does it now.
There shall be wars.
Yeah.
everybody sing it.
And bathed in the
as he knelt in a shrine full of gloom. His idols, having eyes, could not see. They had ears, but could not hear his plea. So I whispered that sweet name of Jesus, and the light broke across his dark face. There in the light he found Jesus, and he bathed day by day, failed to cleanse his deep error away. I watched him as he rolled in the dust, for he knew not the Christ whom we trust. Whispered that sweet name of Jesus, and the light broke across his dark face.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be.
One. All you have to do is say amen on that one. And now before we finish with the choir, we've got a teen sextet here, and I don't want to miss this because they're doing a favorite song of mine because I wrote it. I heard God today. Who is the teen sextet? You know what I like about this song? Now look, we've talked all day long about workers with Jesus and finding out what we can do. Now don't look at them, you look at me, and I'll tell you when they're all ready. Now, you don't get up tomorrow morning and go to your husband or your wife and say, now, what does God want me to do? Now, I made this mistake several times. I remember one time in particular when I had heard from a man named Oral Roberts. Have you ever heard of Oral Roberts? Well, he phoned and he says, this was back in 59, I want you to come back to Oklahoma and make a big television choir for us and all these kind of goodies. And I said, oh, we'll pray about it. Next day, another call from a man named Rex Humbert. Did you ever hear of a man named Rex Humbert? He has a big, big work back in Akron, Ohio. I only named this bigness so that you will see how this thing worked. Both of them said the same thing. Both had television, both had radio. And you know where my mistake came? I went to my own little choir, the ones that I love so much, and I asked them what they thought about that. Well, you know what they thought about that. If we took either one, we were going to be gone. They couldn't be with us. They couldn't be in the choir. And so immediately their advice was colored by how much they loved us or how much they wanted to be near us. And I got my feelings hurt. I have a good husband. 31 years I've had him. I'm going to hang on to him too. And we got in the car and we started for Big Sur Highway, where so many times God has spoken to me. And I learned a beautiful lesson. I got up there and I put my feet in the mountain stream. Wasn't very dignified, didn't look like Audrey Meyer in Who's Who of American Women. And I said, oh God, today speak to me. My ears are so filled with what everyone has said. And all of a sudden, I heard the wind in the tree. I tuned in, and the wind in the trees. And I heard the gurgle of the water over the rocks. And I heard the voice of God through nature saying, I love you, I love you. I want you to know I'm with you. I'm with you wherever you go. These are the words that I heard God say beneath the trees beside the stream that day. I was blessed. You want to know what I did? You see me after church, and I'll tell you, at the afterglow. We got back in the car, and we started home, and God gave me this song out there. And the first one to hear it was George Beverly Shea, and he says, I've got to record it. And Ralph Carmichael stayed up all night and made an arrangement, and it was an award-winning record for him. It wasn't profound. It was just simple. Listen, you know why you have two ears and one mouth? So you can hear twice as much as you say. Too many times we say, now God, you listen, I'm speaking. Instead of God, you speak, I'm listening.
I heard God today in the whispering trees, his voice speaking tenderly. Telling me of his wonderful love, whispering these words.
that beautiful? That would warm the heart of dear Phil Kerr, I'll tell you. And now the whole choir, and this is one of our oldest, most loved arrangements, and I'm Sister Beisner, oh dear, oh, Sister Forrest is going to lead it. Now, you know where I got that, Forrest Beisner, see? And I'm going to play, and the choir's, I had the Forrest out of I Heard God Today. And we're going to finish this evening with this beautiful, beautiful old hymn of the church, He Keeps Me Singing. Now, too many times this song is sung lightly, and this is one of my favorites of all of the hymns. I don't know that you know it or not, but the man that wrote this song came home to find his house burned to the ground and his wife and children burned to death. And he sat facing the embers of that house and wrote this wonderful song that we have sung so thoughtlessly so many years. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Isn't it beautiful to know that God can bring this kind of music out of dedicated men and women? Wonderful evening tonight. Now, isn't that right? Everybody stand. Now, I want you, everyone who can spare your little 50 cents for Speed the Light, you come over to that afterglow because, and listen, I want all the teens because we want some more music from all these groups, those darling archers and all these wonderful people. Are we going to have the toots, the horns, the German band, the whole bit? So after we dismiss you and after your pastor dismisses you, you just tear over there as fast as you can.
We thank thee tonight, our Father, for this time that we can spend together and to sing the praises of him who came to redeem us from all of our sin. We thank you that one day you touched our heart and touched our life, and you gave us a song. And we pray now that we shall be ever grateful and ever thankful to thee for all thy many provisions. We thank you for this group of people that have gathered this Sunday night to worship you in spirit and in truth. And now, Lord, we pray the songs will not float away from our memory or from our heart, but shall be indelibly etched upon the tablets of our soul. And we'll be careful to give you the praise in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. We'd love to see you in just a few minutes.